My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes is unwittingly giving Davin advice on how to handle Davin's other scammer, Flory. Then Davin prepares to call his lovers from the road and finds it's easier said than done. So listen and enjoy.
Well, I don't think she cared about you as much as you cared about her, but I have a feeling she's not telling you the truth.
Yeah.
She goes, ask her if she isn't dating or something. So now, I did the Flory thing yesterday. And I said, why don't you have your boyfriend or husband? I said something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually took her advice.
Oh.
I didn't time it right. I didn't know how to do this, and I fucked it up last month.
But oh, okay.
Now, with a month's time, I've had to go back and look
at it. You've had time.
Exactly.
To think about your deeds.
Yeah, anyway.
The errors of your ways.
I go, do you think she would tell me if she had a boyfriend or husband? I am naive. Often I've learned. What is the best way to catch a liar and a predator?
Oh! Oh!
Okay, try telling her to ask her boyfriend if he doesn't give her you with wood, and let's see if she tells you the truth. I go, I did. I told her no, and she's not responding. I asked her if she could wait a little while before she started asking for money. No response. She goes, I say the silence means concerned.
What?
That the silence means that Agnes is saying that Flory's silence means she's concerned.
Flory.
Because I'm talking to Flory. I go, you know, I ask about the boyfriend. Can you wait a little while to ask the money? And there's no response from Flory.
I didn't realize this was going on in live time.
This is going on in live time while I'm trying to pack. Asshole has to hit the road to Pennsylvania, and I'm talking with these two assholes. It's an asshole fest. And I couldn't tell anybody about this for a month. I go, or bared internet, LOL, because, you know, Agnes tends to get silent from time to time as well.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
She's like, I'm so sorry. Please help me. I'm like, can you wait a week without asking for money?
Yeah.
She goes, as you said, she has a history of doing those kind of things. I go, exactly.
Yeah.
I have a big heart, but you can only burn me so many times until I walk away. I am very fortunate to find somebody like you who loves me for who I am and not what I can do for them.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what I would do if you weren't the sweet angel that you are. She goes, well, I try to do my best for you because I love you.
Oh, boy.
And I love you. She goes, more. I go, hey, that's my line. She's doing Joe. She's stealing my shit.
She's doing time?
She goes, that's not true. That's my line. I go, I'll wrestle you for the rights to the line.
Bit court.
She goes, okay, you can have it. I'm not that strong, I guess. I go, wimp. It would have been a fun wrestling. I might have even let you pin me. She goes, hey, that's nice of you. Well, you did say you'd be on top. She huddles. Huddle. Her response was the same as Joe's. Huddle. I'm getting huddle huddles from the dark continent.
She wrote huddle.
No, she wrote LOL.
That would be hilarious.
She knows Joe's work.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, sorry, I couldn't resist. I go, sorry, I couldn't resist. You have that effect on me, even when everything else is nuts. She goes, I see you're doing fine. I've come to check on you. I will be here later night for us to talk. Is that okay? I go, thanks for checking on me. I hate when you leave. Can't wait to talk tomorrow. Love you so much. Later, yada, yada. She goes, love you more. I go, my line, you are so getting pinned when I see you. And I give her, she gives me a long bye, and I give her a longer bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Saturday. Guess who's online?
Flory! Oh, boy.
Now, this is the day we're supposed to talk.
Right.
Saturday, I'm supposed to call Flory.
You're supposed to talk? Oh, I thought you were supposed to talk to Agnes.
Both of them.
Oh, okay.
I was going to call both of them.
Oh, God. My
Very
head's
busy.
Spinning.
Very busy day.
Yeah, I'll say.
Had another show to get to.
Yeah, I'm like, you're on the road, right?
I am.
Oh, jeez.
But my work for the show never
never
does.
Never ceases.
No. Sorry. So here's how. All right. So here's what she writes me. Flory, 8:45 in the morning. It's in the middle of the day, and I was thinking about you. As usual, I want you to know how much I sincerely love the countless hours we spend talking. It means so much to me. It truly seems like I've known you forever, and blah, 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 blah,
so
blah.
So on and so forth.
This sounds like the first opening not the first opening volley, but like, you know, like...
This sounds like more horseshit online.
Cut and paste.
I'm not even going to read it. Yes, it's cut and paste.
Yeah.
I'll call you in a few hours.
I'll get back to you. No. I'll have my girl call your girl.
All right, now let me explain to you before I go on with what my Saturday was like.
Okay.
Because I'm at the Ramada in Altoona. Used to be a Sheraton. I have my calling cards with me. There's a Walmart. I figure, you know what? I'm going to need a phone speakerphone
right.
to record it because they don't have a speakerphone.
Oh, yeah.
So I go to the Walmart and I get a speakerphone.
Oh.
Right yonder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I go back to call
right.
with the calling cards that Joe purchased a couple months ago.
My the ones with your little head on?
Yeah.
With your face on it?
The Curry tribute card. They don't work. They didn't work. I got them. I give them back to you. They didn't work. I couldn't get a call through. Whatever. It's not a big deal. You spent $2 a piece on it. It's fine, Joe.
It was $6. I'll get by.
So, oh, fuck. All right. Well, I got to check out.
Yeah.
So now on my way from Altoona, Pennsylvania to Johnstown, Pennsylvania, I'm checking every fucking gas station trying to get the right calling card.
Oh, God.
Because you got to find the right one to call Africa.
Yeah.
And you don't have it and everything. So I'm hunting and everything, going from place to place. Get the right calling card.
Okay.
Check into my hotel.
Right.
They don't have phones that call out.
What?
It's under. They have phones, like if I want to get the front desk, but there's no phones in the room that call out.
Oh, my God. So you can't even replace the phone in the room with this model that you bought.
Well, I can. I'll just get a better reception to the front desk.
Ugh. You can call the front desk with speakerphone.
So there, I'm like, all right. So I go down to the front desk. I go, listen, here's my situation.
I have this bit this I have to do.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
I have to call Africa.
I go, here's the deal.
And recorded.
Here's what I do. Are there lines where I can get a line out? She goes, yeah, you go into this little side office.
Wow.
So I take my mixer. I take my microphone. I take my computer. I take my phone. I take my new calling card.
He sets up shop.
I set up shop.
Unbelievable.
But dedication.
Oh, my God, I'll say.
For us.
Thank you.
I call Agnes.
Right.
I can't get through.
Ah.
I call Flory.
Right.
I can't get through.
Bitches.
Wrong number. Are you fucking shitting me?
Really?
I am in no mood for this shit.
No.
Now I have to unpack my toys and go home.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.